The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. The San Jose Sharks Audio Network presents The Teal Report. Here's Dan Ruzanowski.
From Enterprise Center in St. Louis, the urgency ratchets up another notch for San Jose Sharks hockey as they're on the outside looking in terms of the playoff race. And after a very disappointing loss against the Nashville Predators, they take on a St. Louis Blues team that's 8-1-2 in their last 11 games. Pretty obvious that the Sharks were not happy with the way things turned out in Music City, giving up a season-high 5 goals in the first period and limping along to a 6-3 defeat. Perhaps the only positive development for the Sharks lay in the fact that Will Smith ended a lengthy goalless drought with a 2-goal performance, including a beauty during a 5-on-3 power play. Smith and Klingberg keep it in. Less than a minute remaining in the power play. Celebrini shoots, save. Rebound, the shot by Wenberg, save. Rebound, Smith shoots, score! Will Smith ends a 9-game goalless drought and scores a 5-on-3 power play goal to make it 6-2. And the Sharks still have a minute 23 left on Ryan O'Reilly's delay of game penalty. But unfortunately, the Sharks did not score on the second part of that 5-on-3. Smith did get an even-strength goal early in the third to make it a 6-3 game. Faceoff drop, controlled by the Preds. They lead 6-2. Sharks need to get one relatively early here to get themselves back in. Will Smith at his own blue line with Vinny Desharnais pushes it forward. It's on the stick of Chernyshov, and he moves into the zone. He cuts back behind the Preds net, goes for the wraparound. It's in front. It's a chance for Smith. Backhand. Score! Will Smith's in front of the net. Looks like he's going to get his second goal of the game and 21st of the season. Chernyshov rushing into the zone, going behind the net and centering it. Michael Misa just on, trying to get it. And it gets by Yussi Saros, and the Sharks are down 6-3, and they start to feel like they might have a shot at it here.
But that was all she wrote for the Sharks in that contest. And tonight, the Sharks flush that memory away and concentrate on the red-hot Blues. At this point, San Jose finds themselves in sixth place in the Pacific Division and 12th in the Western Conference with a 32-31-6 overall record and 70 points. That puts them 7 points behind the Nashville Predators, who hold the second and final wildcard spot. San Jose is also currently 8 points behind the Vegas Golden Knights in the race for third place in the division. So it's a pretty tall order for Sharks hockey at this point. But San Jose has to compartmentalize what they have to do, and according to young defenseman Sam Dickinson, the positive feelings continue in the Sharks' dressing room.
Definitely. I think it's something our team's been pretty good at is, we stay up, we stay positive, guys are picking each other up. I think you even see it in practice and when we're out on the ice, when we're together, we're still always having fun. We're looking forward to our next game, our next challenge, and I think that's just kind of what keeps us going.
Center Zach Ostapchuk has been playing a pretty consistent game on that Sharks fourth line. He talks about drawing on past experiences to help the Sharks through this tough stretch.
Yeah, I think obviously it's not my first time being on like a losing streak, but I think I've played on some really good teams and that have gone far and going on deep playoff runs. So I can feel the same energy in here. I know we have the pieces to do it. I think it's just we got to kind of snap out of it here.
The big thing Ostapchuk says you have to do is you can't look at the big picture. Otherwise, you could get overwhelmed by it.
Yeah, I think obviously now it's just one game at a time. We need to go on a bit of a heater here, like we know that, but you got to take it one game at a time, right? You can just focus on tomorrow and we'll get that one and then try and get the next one.
Certainly one of the things that's affected the Sharks in recent days is the injury to their veteran right wing, Ryan Reeves. Michael Misa talked about how that injury has affected the dressing room.
He's best guy on the team, to talk to. Really good leader. He's been doing what he's been doing for, so many years now, and just to, kind of lose a guy like that, it sucks. It hurts, the team, but, we're just praying he gets better.
Zach Ostapchuk adds that his line has lost a lot with Reeves' absence from the lineup.
Yeah, I mean, Revo's a huge part of our locker room. It's just his leadership on and off the ice. Obviously, he's a presence out on the ice. He defends your teammates. He plays hard, brings energy every single night. So, yeah, I think we're missing that a little bit. Like I said, he's a huge part of our locker room, and, we don't like to see when guys go down.
But Ostapchuk adds that the players will play the rest of the season hard with Reeves in mind.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, he's in the back of my mind, especially my line. We want to do it for him. He wanted nothing more than to be in the playoffs and win games here, so we got to carry his torch a bit.
And Michael Mesa adds that even as a young 18-year-old, he can be inspired to play inspired hockey in honor of his teammate.
Absolutely. I mean, he's cheering us on and stuff, and if he was here with us, he'd be trying to pump us up, doing what he does. But I think it definitely gives a little extra chip to kind of play for him.
The Teal Report will continue from St. Louis right after this on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
Hey everyone, Adnan Virk here to talk about our great podcast, NHL Unscripted, with Virk and Demers.
Jason Demers here. After playing 700 NHL games, it turns out I have an opinion or two. Whoever's saying trade one of them, you don't know anything about hockey.
I'm on the bandwagon. I'm rooting for this team.
With new guests every week, we will talk about hockey and more.
Can't wait till you watch the movie, because it's the biggest award of her career.
He went into the cheetah exhibit, and the cheetah took a piece out of him, and he came into the ring the next day.
Tune in to NHL Unscripted with Virk and Demers on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bay Area sports legends take center stage May 14th in San Francisco at the Bay Area Sports Hall of Fame enshrinement ceremony for the class of 2026. Two-time World Series champion with the Giants, Brandon Crawford, joins four-time Super Bowl champion with the 49ers, Jesse Sapolu, plus a trio of Cal Bears, Missy Franklin, Eddie Hart, and celebrated rugby coach Jack Clark, as they're all honored at the Hyatt Regency Embarcadero on Thursday, May 14th. Get tickets now at BASHOF.org.
With the NHL app, you can listen to every NHL game right from your phone. And with home and away broadcast feeds, you choose your way to listen.
And he scores!
Whether you're at work, at the gym, or stuck in traffic, the NHL app puts you right in the action all season long. Every team, every game, everywhere you go. Download the NHL app and never miss a moment.
He scores!
The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
It's only the second of three meetings between the Sharks and the Blues and their only visit to St. Louis this year. On March the 6th, back at SAP Center, the Sharks fought the Blues hard, but Robert Thomas scored the game-winning goal early in overtime.
Little drop pass for Robert Thomas, and he will stay in the zone, and he will drop it back for Broberg. This is trouble. Broberg shoots. It's blocked. They score! Robert Thomas is in front of the net. I think he tipped it. And the St. Louis Blues win 3-2 in overtime.
Thomas was injured in a 3-0 shutout win against Washington on Tuesday here in St. Louis, and so he will not be available for Coach Jim Montgomery tonight. The good news for the Sharks is that Tyler Toffoli gets back into action after missing the last couple of games. And Yaroslav Askarov gets the start in goal, which should be another shot in the arm for the Sharks' confidence. The Sharks definitely feel that the Blues are a tough team to face, and head coach Ryan Warshawski says the club needs to be very focused defensively.
Yeah, and I think there's got to be a level of urgency to defend with the puck. We have opportunities in two of those goals to advance the puck and get out of our own end and go on the offense, and then when we don't have the puck, there's an urgency to get in shooting lanes and pick up people in front of our net. So had a couple good meetings here. We reset, and we got another good one tonight.
You definitely have to pick your spots against the Blues, and young Sam Dickinson is particularly aware of that from his position on D.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you can't just kind of be a loose cannon and you know, just kind of play on your own page. You know, you gotta stay within the system and stay within the structure of the team, and you know, kind of like you said, just know when the right times are to jump in to be offensive. And I mean, picking your spots is huge. So it's definitely been something I've been working at and getting better with through the year.
Join us for San Jose Sharks St. Louis Blues hockey starting at 4:30 Pacific time, just in time for your drive home. You can find us online. You can find us on the Sharks Plus SAP Center app, and of course on terrestrial affiliate stations.
For the complete Teal Report and more great Sharks content, go to sjsharks.com/listen.